Mamma Mia subscribers, you've been asking and we've been listening. Now, you can get all of your exclusive subscriber audio on Apple Podcasts. That includes everything from bonus episodes of your favourite pods to exclusive segments to all of our audio series.
To link your Mamma Mia subscription to Apple Podcasts, open the Mamma Mia Out Loud page in your Apple Podcasts app and follow the prompts, or head to help.mamamia.com.au.
You're listening to a Mamma Mia podcast.
Mamma Mia acknowledges the traditional owners of land and waters that this podcast is recorded on.
Oh my God! Okay, it's happening!
New award goes to...
Hello and welcome to the You Beauty Awards for 2024, presented by Maya. I'm Erin Doherty.
I'm Kelly McCarran.
And I'm Lee Campbell.
This week is Winners Week, so every day we're going to be talking about the winners of each category.
And today we're presenting the winners for what might be my favourite category, skincare.
And last time it got a little bit heated.
Well, we were debating all of the finalists in each category, and I was quite surprised
at
some of them.
You tried to slip in like an Elizabeth Arden product in the wrong category.
Well, you know what? It that is spicy. Still technically up for debate, really. but I guess it's time to settle these disagreements once and for all.
For our award ceremony today, let's start at the very beginning with cleanser.
And if anyone needs a refresher or didn't listen to the debate episode, these are the finalists: CeraVe Hydrating Cleanser, Esme the Uncomplicated Cleanser, CeraVe Foaming Cleanser, Go2 Properly Clean, The Ordinary Squalene Cleanser, and Clinique Take the Day Off Cleansing Balm. Let's present the awards.
Yeah. Dun, dun, dun.
The runner-up for Best Cleanser in the You Beauty Awards 2024 is CeraVe Hydrating Cleanser.
I'm happy with that decision.
Such a good savvy cleanser. I've used it and it really does just clean your skin, but it protects your barrier. It's not foaming, so it doesn't strip anything.
It's pretty inoffensive.
It is good. Yeah, I can't imagine anyone that wouldn't like this cleanser.
Okay, well, yes, Erin.
I want to know what the winner is then.
Well, without further ado, the winning cleanser in the You Beauty Awards is Esme the Uncomplicated Cleanser.
Thoughts and feelings, Kel, you love this brand.
I love this brand, but I've never tried this product, but it's been sitting on my shelf. Mm. So you know what I'm going to be using tonight?
You're going to be shopping your stash.
Because I guess I've kind of been like, oh, you know, I love all the other products, can't be bothered with the cleanser. Well, apparently I should have been bothered.
I like that it's an Aussie startup brand.
I love that.
Yeah,
yes.
And you know what? For me, Esme, when it started a couple of years ago, quite a few years ago now.
It was an Instagram brand.
Yeah, and I was like, you're an Insta brand. I bet you're a flash in the pan. And no, they've stood the test of time. Their products are really popular. Their products are really good. So look, it's $49 for 100 mil. So it's not really a savvy, not a spendy either, kind of a mid-range. Mm. But I like the term uncomplicated because as someone that just doesn't want to do 1,000 steps, I really like it. So there's green tea in there, aloe vera, so nice, gentle ingredients. Mm. So congrats, Esme. That's lovely to hear and great to kick it off.
On to the best serum. This category was a little tricky because there are serums for absolutely everything. And apparently some moisturizers should have been classified as serums according to certain people at this table. Okay, everyone but me. So what was truly the best for everything and everyone? Well, the Yubis loved the Ordinary Niacinamide 10% plus Zinc 1% Serum, Esme Skin Minerals Hyaluronic Hydrating Serum, Estee Lauder A&R Advanced Night Repair Synchronized Multi-Recovery Complex, SkinCeuticals CE Ferulic Serum, the famous ham serum, and the Ordinary Soothing and Barrier Support Serum.
Mm, here we go.
So the runner-up for the best serum in the You Beauty 2024 awards is... Oh, hello, Esme again. Esme Skin Minerals Hyaluronic Hydrating Serum.
Wow. Oh my gosh.
You love this one. I do. And I'm just so happy because they are so lovely. They're an Aussie brand. This just makes me so happy.
And I also like, you know, $65 again, like the other cleanser, mid-range price range. But I think that the Yubis are happy to pay that over a $20 serum if it's an Aussie brand that really, really works.
And
that's been around long enough for people to go, okay, like that's obviously being repurchased.
Exactly. And it is juicy.
Ooh, well, then so what won? I'm dying to know.
All right. So the winner is The Ordinary Niacinamide 10% plus Zinc 1%.
Oh, of course.
Of course.
How much? Ordinary. That one's quite affordable, right?
It is $9.50. Literally only slightly more than my coffee for 30 mils.
Do you know what that says to me as well? I mean, we all love vitamin C and everyone kind of uses it, but niacinamide is a bit of an unsung hero that does a bit of everything as well.
Multitasker.
Multitasker, not quite as active in that not many people react to it like they might with vitamin C. And zinc is great for breakouts or post-acne scarring. So it's a nice little all-rounder for $10. Yeah, that's great.
I think it's really interesting. Yeah, the runner-up and the winner are both not crazy, crazy active ingredients that are going to burn your skin off.
Like we observed last time, no retinols in there.
I think maybe people were just thinking, what is something that I use every single day, maybe twice a day.
Day in, day out.
Rather than something that they were using twice a week, three times a week.
Well, congratulations. Good old Ordinary there for giving us something pretty extraordinary.
All right, I'm actually scared to get into this next one. We're talking about the best face cream. To give you a little reminder of what the people chose, we had Go-To Very Luxe Face Cream, CeraVe Daily Moisturizing Cream, La Roche-Posay Cicaplast Balm B5, Tatcha the Dewy Skin Cream, and Charlotte Tilbury Magic Cream. The runner-up for best face cream is La Roche-Posay Cicaplast Balm B5.
Yay! I'm so happy about that. Although now, yes, I am intrigued who won. But I just think, Kelly, I feel like you were saying it's not technically a moisturiser, which it's not, but it's such a do-all.
Yes.
Like it's such a good.
Our producer was actually saying before we started, she's got a cold at the moment and her nose is a bit crusty.
Yes.
And she was like, I've been slathering on the Cicaplast on the sides and I'm pretty sure she said it really helped.
It's honestly so good. And also like if Alexander's got a little itch or a scratch, he doesn't really need me to put anything on it, but he wants cream, I'll put that on it. My cuticles, I use it to slug. I just think it's such a like all-rounder. It's almost like a first aid kit skincare item, you know?
Yes.
What one then?
All right. Well, the winner is one of our UB's all-time favorite brands. It's a rich, deeply replenishing moisturizer that not only hydrates the skin, but also targets the signs of aging. It is Go-To Very Luxe Face Cream.
Oh, I love another Aussie brand.
Yes. Me too. And I think of all the Go-To products, I really like this one.
Oh, this one's heavenly.
Not for my skin type, remember? And I'd only tried it at night.
Right.
And yeah, when I sat next to Zoe at an event, she's like, no, use the teeniest amount during the day and it does really sort of plump. It's beautiful.
It's beautiful and thick and rich and just
if you've got dry skin, use it morning and night. If you're combo like me, use it at night. It's packed full of ceramides, which are having a real moment. And I think Zoe saw that coming by the time she brought this out. $79, that's pretty good for like an active.
Once again, it's not super savvy, but it's not super spendy. So it's really like sort of mid-range in that category.
Love it.
Move by Mamma Mia is the exercise app for anybody, anywhere. And in case you missed it, we dropped a brand new stretching collection that can be used to improve mobility and bookend your favourite sweat sessions. Mamma Mia subscribers get unlimited access to Move, and we drop new workouts every single week. If you're on the hunt for movement that makes you feel good, head to move.mammamia.com.au and use the code MOVE10 to get $10 off a yearly subscription.
Okay, face oil. Our choices from the Tally Room episode were not so different to what the UBs picked. So the UBs loved Go-To Face Hero, Esme Skin Minerals 24 Karat Gold Nourishing Oil, The Jojoba Company Pure Australian Jojoba, Mecca Cosmetica Everyday Face Oil, and EcoTan Glory Oil. So, the runner-up for Best Face Oil in the U Beauty Awards 2024 is Mecca Cosmetica Everyday Face Oil. Yay! I liked this one.
I'm glad Mecca won one of the skincare categories.
Yeah.
I think they're so affordable.
I think so too. Mecca Cosmetica is their in-house brand and they do, you know, Mecca Max does makeup, Mecca Cosmetica does skincare and sun. $44. Like, it's a really good mix of beautiful different oils. I've used it heaps. I love it. And again, now I'm intrigued, although I reckon I haven't looked down in the script. None of us have looked down in the script. We're not allowed to scroll down. But what does that leave the winner as?
Oh, well, I reckon I know.
All right. Well,
this guy.
Let's get into it. The winner is Lee and Kelly's personal favourite. The winner of Face Oil for 2024 is the jojoba company, Pure Australian Jojoba. Kelly.
Why did funny though.
Why?
It's not actually an oil.
You know, well, it's not. It's a wax.
Technically, it is a wax.
Yeah. And you know what? It's so great because it does hydrate and protect like
another
an oil.
Another Aussie brand.
Yes. But it's antibacterial.
Sorry, I'm just really excited.
No, I am too.
No, it's so good.
It's antibacterial. It's antifungal. So it's really good. Like, it cleared up my breakouts. There's vitamin A, D, E, omegas. It's just so beautiful. And even if you take like a little one traveling, it's good to like get rid of your flyaways.
Highlight. It's a great multi-use.
Mix it with your body moisturizer. It really is kind of one of Australia's best known products, I reckon. And for good reason. It's not new. It's not all that exciting. It's just good.
Really good.
Love
it. I remember before I sort of knew that much about the brand, one day I was at the pharmacy. I shopped an even more affordable jojoba oil. It was not the same.
That is so interesting you say that because I've never tried another one. I mean, I know they exist, but I just
not
always
good.
Reach for that guy. There you go. So they're not all created equal.
And no. All of which I've since found out more about like how they actually make the product. But
yes,
yeah,
and all definitely. The beans are grown in New South Wales. And so it's all very, you know, keep it in the family. So that's great to hear.
Okie dokie, so on to eye cream. Now, from memory, none of our favourite picks actually were chosen by the UPs.
Maybe next year.
But the audience have chosen the Bondi Sands Eye Spy. And then everything was just super, super tight. So there was the CeraVe Eye Repair Cream, Estee Lauder Advanced Night Repair Eye Supercharged Gel Cream, the good old faithful Ole Henriksen Banana Bright Eye Cream, and La Roche-Posay Hyla B5 Eye Serum. Those last three were actually all completely tied. There was not even one point between any of them. But I guess that made it very easy to choose the runner-up and then the winner. So the runner-up for best eye product is the CeraVe Eye Repair Cream.
Woo!
I love that this one is a savvy.
Yeah. No frills. Works. Great.
Does the job. I feel like if you're not like a mad eye cream person, it's just like good. Trusty.
What did my friend, the doctorly dermatologist, say about it when you were there last year?
Loved it. He was asking for you as well, by the way.
Who's this guy?
A TikTok sensation.
He's a YouTube sensation and foremost because he's actually a dermatologist. I'm obsessed with him. I buy every single thing he tells me.
And he likes CeraVe?
He loves CeraVe.
He loves CeraVe. Erin got to meet him.
Oh,
and she was wearing her gym clothes.
Oh, Erin. Okay, well, he likes CeraVe. That's the runner-up, though. It did not win. So what did?
This makes me so excited because I have recommended this product a lot, just saying. The winner is, Bondi Sands Eye Spy. I love, also, another Aussie brand.
Yes.
Under $20.
Yeah.
Savvy. I just assumed that the UBs would be like, really bougie with their eye products.
Especially in the eye category. Yeah.
Because that's often where we need the heaviest lifting products because it's where we sort of show signs of aging first.
This one's a goodie. So obviously there's just so much buzz around Bondi Sands at the moment, but this particular product has got really great ingredients. It's got caffeine, carrot oil, vitamin C. You just get good value for your money with this one.
The formula is actually kind of like a pearlescent peachy color. So it's beautiful under makeup because it's such a light liquid and it really kind of brightens that under eye area as well.
When it first came out, every time I looked for it in the stores, sold out, still sold out. And that goes to show that's also repurchased, new people hearing about it. It's obviously a good product. It's not just Instagram hype. It's standing the test of time under $20 from a brand who did 10.
Yeah.
Good on them.
All right, moving on to this one was a bit tricky. There's so many different types of exfoliants, from gentle to stronger chemicals, liquids, wipes, and physical exfoliants. So there were a lot of products to narrow this down to just 5. For a little refresher though, these were the UB's top faves. Alpha H Liquid Gold, Paula's Choice Skin Perfecting 2% BHA Liquid Exfoliant, Dermalogica Daily Microfoliant, The Ordinary Lactic Acid 10% plus HA 2%, and Go To Glow Exfoliator. Here we go. This was our new category. We didn't have this category last year.
Yeah, last year we combined masks and exfoliants, and that was an error on our behalf.
Because they were like, they are absolutely deserving of their own category.
They so are. Okay, we're going into the runner-up. The runner-up for this category is Alpha H Liquid Gold.
I'm not surprised.
No surprises.
It's a good OG product.
Aussie brand, Kelly. I think that's probably the first ever product I recommended on our first ever episode. Yeah.
I think it was the first chemical exfoliant I ever tried.
It has been around that long. I must admit, this shows my age. I bought it off the Shopping Network many years ago. I sold it on an infomercial.
Well, it just goes to show how good it is that it's still, you know,
it's really, really good. I would call it like mid-level exfoliation. It's not super mild, but it's not super hardcore.
Some people can use it every single day, or it's also great for people with more sensitive skin that potentially only want to use it a couple of times a week.
Yeah, and if you are super sensitive or getting into chemical exfoliant, swipe it on and leave it for half an hour and then wash it off. It is great. I'm really happy with that. But then what won?
Okay. The winner of this category is an exfoliant and the people bloody love it. It's Paula's Choice Skin Perfecting 2% BHA Liquid Exfoliant. My goodness, guys, I just recently tried this.
Oh, you've never tried it before?
And it's fine on my skin.
I was going to say, because a BHA is a beta hydroxy acid, so stronger than an AHA, and you're sensitive and dry.
Yep. Great for those sebaceous filaments. Mm. I use it on my nose and chin and, yeah. Do you guys like it?
I absolutely love it.
Paula is not Australian. However, she's a very wise lady.
She knows a lot.
And this is one of her original and long-standing products. Mm. I don't use it all over my face because I'm quite dry around the sides of my eyes, but definitely for my sebaceous filaments, which are on my nose, which a lot of people mistake for blackheads, but they're just little dark kind of pores. Mm. And on my chin too, I get congestion. Swipe, swipe, swipe. I leave it for an hour and then I do my skincare and then I touch my skin, smooth.
Yeah, not sticky.
I use it on my husband who's got quite thick, oily Greek skin and it looks like he's gone for a facial.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, he loves it. And it's what, $45 for over 100
mils?
And
it lasts ages.
Oh, yeah. We are not using this guy every day. So it's going to, if you store it well, it's a really good value product. I'm really happy with that.
I'm happy with that
too. Go, Paula.
Moving on, we are entering the mask category. So this category is also a new one for the U Beauty Awards. So I'm very excited to see what product is going to win. For this category, these were the UB top voted faves. The go-to Transformazing Sheet Mask, La Roche-Posay Cicaplast Mask B5 Sheet Mask, Laneige Water Sleeping Mask, Summer Fridays Jet Lag Mask, and the Neutrogena Hydro Boost 100% Hydra Gel Mask.
Mm. I'm excited for this.
Before you get into it, Kelly, as we talked about in the debate phase, several of those are sheet masks that I thought maybe that trend had kind of gone over the hill but hasn't.
It definitely hasn't.
So
the runner-up for the best mask is the Laneige Water Sleeping Mask.
Ooh. Oh, I love this one. Mm. I use this regularly.
It's full of squalane, which is one of my favourite ingredients.
So $48 for 70 mils. Why do you like it? Because you can just, it's one step and you go to sleep.
Yeah, you just put it on before you go to sleep. It's not sticky and it absorbs really fast.
I must say that's what I like an overnight mask for, because when I'm so tired, I'm like, fine, I'll just take my makeup off and put one layer on. And so you've seen so many overnight masks launch. But really, it's just a mask you can leave on. You could do it in the morning. You don't have to do it at night.
And I find sometimes that with some of them, I actually can't leave them on because if it's quite harsh with actives,
true,
I have to wash it off after 5 minutes because my skin's going, help!
Get off me! Interesting. So what won then?
So the inaugural winner of this brand new category is the La Roche-Posay Cicaplast B5 Sheet Mask. Funny that you thought sheet masks had done their due course when they won. Well,
and
this one won.
Can I tell you why I'm so happy about this? Because it's more expensive than the Neutrogena. It's like three times the price. Mm. The go-to you get in a six-pack. But the reason I love this sheet mask, even though I'm not that into sheet masks anymore, is that, yes, it's hydrating and plumping, but if you've got redness, tightness, irritation, goodness forbid you ever got sunburned, please don't ever do that. But it's very nourishing. Like it really does feel like such a good like
treat.
Goodness, not just hydration, but goodness on your face. And friends with rosacea use it. So I reckon, even though it's $15 or whatever, I can see why it won.
Yeah.
I love this one before makeup as well. It just feels
I need to try it. Every single year now, I'm like walk away with a little shopping list of things I need to try.
And you can report back. No, honestly, that one, I do love a sheet mask, even though I don't ever have time. But if I'm going to use one these days, it's probably that because it's the most bang for buck.
And it's good for all skin types as well.
Absolutely. And then when you take it off your face, you rub all the extra juice on your chest because we don't want to waste any of that delicious serum.
We love it.
And interestingly, I guess, you know, like I said, three in the top five are sheet masks, which goes to show we are still making a bit of time time for self-care. Because normally with a sheet mask, you do kind of have to lie down for 15 minutes. And while the go-to one and the Neutrogena are beautiful, hydrating and plumping, I feel like the La Roche-Posay is at the next step up of like really nourishing, nurturing, repairing. And if you're going to lie down for 10 minutes, that's what you want.
You want it to work.
And we're down to the last, but of course not least, category, lips. So we asked the UBs to pick their best lip balm, and this one really divided us in the debate phase. So if you haven't listened to the debate episode, go back and listen to hear us having a little bit of a, what we call it, a discussion.
A bit of a spicy talk.
Maybe an argument.
I can't even remember. Did I just say that some of them were boring?
No.
Yeah, probably.
You said a lot more than that.
Did I?
So, the UBs had voted in their top five: Laneige Lip Sleeping Mask, Lana Lips 101 Ointment, Dermal Therapy Lip Balm, Burt's Bees Beeswax Lip Balm, and Lucas Pawpaw Ointment. The runner-up of Best Lip Product for the U Beauty Awards 2024 is Dermal Therapy Lip Balm. Wow. You predicted this would win, Erin, because it is the number one selling lip balm in Australian pharmacies, and it's $6.
I'm not surprised.
It honestly, like, you go into the U Beauty group and the amount of posts about it, Cozy Lives, it's a great lip balm, quite thin in texture, so it depends on what your texture choice is, but then that leaves us wondering who won the top spot. The winner of the best lip balm for 2024 is Lano Lips 101 Ointment.
Yay!
Thoughts? It is a great, great product. Yeah. It's so thick and nourishing.
It is. And multi-use. Like, when it's called 101 because the 101 references all the uses. So cuticles, you know, any kind of scratches or chapped bits. Actually, you had your Lana Lips in the studio.
Yeah.
I feel like your two favourites have won.
I had it on in like a little key ring because I carry it with me everywhere. It's such a good product.
Kelly? Aussie brand. That would have launched maybe 15 years ago now. And this was their first product. And the founder, Kirsten Carriol, she founded it because she was raised on a sheep farm and they use lanolin a lot, which is used in beauty and medical formula. So it's just a very simple lanolin formula. So, of course, not vegan, but really multi-use. And I think, how good is it, an Aussie brand that launched?
Another Aussie. Yeah. We love this.
And that product's over a decade old and still going strong, which goes to show maybe the UBs don't always go for the newest and flashiest, but the most reliable.
We love to see it.
Well, that's it. How do you feel? Surprised, shocked, happy, all of the above?
Some surprises, I think, in there.
I love, but I'm surprised that Esme Skin Minerals is so popular now.
So nice to see.
I'm pretty sure, I don't know if they got a vote last year or I can't remember. Like, to be the runner-up in one and then winning another, that's really, really exciting.
Lots of great Aussie brands, they're getting a nod. So
and
I love
of great
that.
Lady startups as well.
Yeah, and some good affordable products. So congrats to the skincare winners. You well and truly deserve it. And we are so happy to have you as part of the awards.
And thank you for tuning into day one of the U Beauty Award Winners Week presented by Maya.
We'd love to know, UBies, were you surprised by any of today's winners? Let us know in the U Beauty Facebook group.
Key, Lucy and I will be back in your ears tomorrow to announce the winners in the makeup category. So come back to listen then.
Thanks again to everyone who voted and see you soon.
Bye.
Bye.